I'm sure it's a change. Everybody's back. It's a new season in the church for everybody. All the boys and girls, I hope you're all looking forward to that place that you have to go to, possibly to tomorrow morning. Or maybe you've already started back to school. Well, when you start back to school, you know, you always get organized and you get prepared to go to school. And for me, I suppose one of the exciting things when you prepare to go to school was getting your pencil case sorted out. And you got your pencils and your pens and your rubbers and your rulers and you got them all together. But I just want to leave a wee piece of scripture with you this morning. And it's from Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. And it says, "Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." See, God wants to encourage us, and he wants to encourage us to meet together as Christians. And when we think about that and we think about going back to school, we think of our own lives. And, you know, when we look at these pencils and we think of them, they come in all different shapes and sizes, don't they? They're big, they're small, they come on their own, they're on their own, but they're all different shapes and sizes. But they've all got one thing in common. They've all got a lead running through them. And this is what I want you to remember when you're going back to school. They've all got a lead running through them. And I suppose it's like each one of us who have received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. We have the Lord Jesus living in our hearts. And he's running right through us. And he wants us as individuals to love him and to follow him and to be obedient. But there's one out there that is trying to prevent us from following him closely. And that is Satan, and that is the devil. So just as the pencil is something in common, it has the lead running through it, it might be a different color. If we have received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we have the Lord Jesus living in our hearts. So we also have something in common. And the devil, he wants to prevent us from following and being obedient to God. But see, when we get out on our own in our Christian life and we don't stay close to God, the devil tries to get in, and the devil will try and make us like a useless pencil, and he'll take us away and we're on our own. He'll bend us and he'll turn us and he'll try to break us. But if we remain together and close as Christians, if you can think of this bunch of pencils here, they're all different sizes, but when they're bunched together, they're close together and they're stronger. And there's no way you could turn or bend them. Not even that big guy called Andy Madden that sits down there could bend or break those, because they stick together. They're Christians, and that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to draw us together as Christians, as young people going to church. He wants you to be here. And when you think of this new season starting out, you're going to have your youth fellowships. You're going to have to go to church every week, I hope. There'll be Sunday school, and there'll all be all the other youth activities. And God wants to draw you there, because when he draws you together, he wants you to pray together. He wants you to worship together. He wants you to learn God's word together. And if he draws you together like that, he makes you strong against Satan. He makes you strong against those temptations of life. And that's what I want you to try and remember as you step out today. I want you to try and remember that piece of scripture which says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." See, he wants to draw us together. He wants to make us strong in him. So when all these activities start up, you get involved in them, young people. You get around them. And when you're in your schools, get around them there as well and get to know your Christian friends.